Smooch. Characters: Anna, played by Pauline, Jane, played by Ingrid, and an African-American guy, played by Ariel. This is the story of something that happened when my friend Jane and I were on a 3-week vacation in Florida. After 15 days of eating burgers and pizza, we both found ourselves suffering from constipation, so we decided to go to a local supermarket and get some fruit and veggies. How about if we head straight for the produce section, then browse around and see if we need anything else? Konnichiwa. Hey, that black guy behind us just said something in Japanese. Yeah, I heard it too. Was he trying to say hi to us? I don't know, but we're the only Asians here. That's funny. He must think we're Japanese. I think I'd like some pears. How about you? Go ahead and get whatever you like. Hey, Jane, look over there. Is that him again? Is that who? The black guy. The one who said hi in Japanese. I'm not sure. To be honest, black people look mostly alike to me. But yeah, it does look like him. And he's coming toward the produce section. I wonder if he's up to anything. Why does he keep looking over here? You know, I think he's looking at you. Don't be silly. I've never seen him before. Hey, Jane. What? He's smiling at us. All right, what did you start here? You must have encouraged him somehow. I most certainly did not. Look, he's waving at us. Oh my gosh, quick, let's get going. Jane, I think he's following us. Turn right. He's still there. Walk faster. Now turn left. Finally. Hope he doesn't catch up with us. He scares me. I never expected anything like this to happen. Let's just get our stuff as fast as we can and leave. Okay, I'm ready to go home anyway. I just want to get some of those grapes in the next aisle. What would you like? I'm fine with any kind of fruit. So, grapes then? Or how about apples? They're buy two, get one free. Don't look now, Jane, but there he is, with his friends this time. Let's decide on what we're getting and go. Grapes or apples? Apples. Okay, then we can make an apple salad tonight. I'll be back in a second. Wait for me here, okay? All right, just be quick. I'm getting a little uneasy here. All of a sudden, I saw a black hand tapping Anna on the shoulder, so she turned around. Hey, what's up? Hi. Konnichiwa. I don't speak Japanese, and I need to get going. My friend is looking for me. Hey, what's the hurry? You live around here? No, just visiting. So you ain't from Japan? I'm Taiwanese. Taiwan. Don't people chew betel nut there? What's it like? Can it make you high? I wouldn't know. I've never tried one. Maybe you should sometime. Hey, how long are you going to be here? It's none of your business. Jane! Come on, how much time you got left here? We're leaving tomorrow. You know, you're the most beautiful Asian girl I've ever seen. So, you ever thought about having a foreign relationship? No, excuse me, I really have to go. Hey, how about you hang out with us tonight? There's some great nightlife here. No! Hey, can I kiss you? What? No! Come on, just one little kiss. No, Jane! What's going on here? You stay right where you are. I know you've been stalking us. Don't say that. I'm just making friends with her. Hey, how about you join us for some drinks later? No! And stop following us. Hey, don't get excited. We're just being friendly. At this point, I grabbed Anna by the hand and we ran out of the store. Phew, thanks for the rescue. I was wondering why you were just standing there instead of clearing out of there immediately. I was frozen in my tracks. I didn't have the faintest idea what to do. I could tell. You were still looking like a scarecrow by the time we reached the exit. Hey, Anna, how about if we go get a frozen yogurt? Great idea. Let's go.